Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
In layman terms, can you give us an idea of what conversion optimization is all about?
So conversion optimization in website terms is the ability for a business to be able to improve their website and ultimately convert more business as a result. Now, this doesn't necessarily need to be making a sale. It can be providing someone with a download. It can be getting people to sign up. It can be getting people to fill in a form. There's a whole variety of things that can be classed as a conversion. Ultimately, a conversion is known as a sale. So a lot of this conversion optimization is really applicable if you're an online shop. And the conversion optimization piece allows a company to improve on the conversions they gain through the site.
So it's like encouraging people to get to whatever goal you've set.
That's right, yeah. And there are a lot of techniques, I guess, that a company can use. But primarily, they actually need to know what's going on. So analytics is a key part of the conversion optimization improvement. Unless you know what's going on the site, there's no way you can improve it.
So this is something that's really important to a website or a business.
Yeah, I mean, it's key. I would say that unless you're just providing information as a hobby, if you're actually a business looking to earn money through the website, then conversion optimization is now a key part of any online strategy. And this has often been an overlooked part of it. This is the piece of the puzzle that joins a good-looking website that gets loads of traffic and they analyse and know what's going on together with actually closing the deal online. So the conversion optimization piece is the optimization of the pages that people land on in order to push them through the sales process and actually pretty much guarantee that they're going to buy.
So in offline terms, it's the equivalent to closing the deal.
That's right, yeah. We would never say that it's 100% certain, but what you can do with really, really good analytics packages on the market is get some way towards pretty much understanding how people are moving around your site, what's working, what's not working, and starting to plug some of the holes where they're falling out in order for you to get a pretty high percentage of conversion rate. And this is what good conversion optimization is all about.
And presumably getting that analytics in place is the first step that a business can take to improving their conversion rate.
Yeah, I would say getting analytics in place is one thing. Being able to have a bit of time to actually see what's going on and having a bit of historical data in place is also very important, because just hooking in analytics and not having the data to work from is going to be quite difficult. Whereas hooking analytics in, maybe doing what's called some A-B testing. So what A-B testing is having two landing pages that are presented at different times, and what Google can do via something called Google Experiments, which is one of the options within the menu, is provide you with what landing page works best and why. And with this reiterative process, you can actually work out really quite accurately what is not working on the landing page and what is. And that really does help conversion optimization.
Are there any typical mistakes that are often made and yet avoidable when understanding website conversions?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a key one which many businesses fall into is the fact they assume quite a lot. So they assume that they know best, and they assume that their website is fit for purpose, and they assume they know why people are falling away. But until a good analytics package is hooked in, and it doesn't just need to be stats or fall away figures, it can be things like, for example, Crazy Egg, which is an application that overlays on top of the website and gives you heat maps as to where people are going around the site and potentially where they're not going, where they should be going. So yeah, there are typical mistakes. A lot of it is around the user side, so people assuming that they know what's going on when they don't. Another mistake that's typically made is not running A-B testing, not actually running two pages in parallel and actually understanding what works better, one or the other, and using that reiterative process to actually carve out the best solution.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.